Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I am joined by Molly Perry, graphic designer extraordinaire, and the founder of Art Love, a new fundraiser that's coming to the West Side in February. Molly, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me where you got the idea for Art Love, what exactly it is, and what you're doing with it.
Well, Art Love is this, like, 50-50 idea that I had, where I think it reflects in the name Art Love, where 50% of the project is just providing a space for local artists to come and sell their stuff and, like, you know, find a place in the community. And then the love part, the other 50%, is us raising money for a worthy cause, which this year is Helping Hands of Putnam County.
Fantastic. So what exactly is going to happen during the event?
Well, we're going to have a silent auction, and that's typically for larger items, I think. And 50% of the proceeds from that auction is going to go to the charity. And then on the other side of the room, or rest of the building, rather, at Biz Foundry, we are going to have some vendors set up, so people selling all kinds of stuff, from prints to stickers, anything, you name it. Lots of, like, ceramics, really cool stuff, jewelry. So it'll be, we have a lot of really cool artists this year participating.
So you're a local artist as well, which is part of how you got this idea. Tell me a little bit about what you do, how you got started.
Well, I'm a graphic designer, and initially I used to work in traditional mediums, like I think everyone, just, you know, pencil and pens and paper. And I think my freshman year of college, I was gifted an iPad Pro, which allowed me to draw digitally for the first time, and actually inspired me to change my major from secondary education, could have been a high school history teacher, to graphic design, and I absolutely love it.
You're very talented.
Thank you.
For those listening, Molly has been one of my graphic design student workers for a couple of years now, and now that she's graduated, is actually working with me full-time in my regular job. So talk about some of the stuff you've designed. I know this year you did Art Prowl for the first time.
Art Prowl was awesome and kind of solidified the idea that I had for Art Love. And Art Prowl just felt, I don't know, it kind of made Cookeville feel like the perfect small town. And I felt like we could replicate that with Art Love. But working with you has been awesome. It's kind of like the perfect job. I've done a little bit of everything. I think the first project I did for you was for a men's boutique called Broteak.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
And I've done logos for local handyman services. I've done one really fun one for a tennis instructor. A little bit of everything. Boutiques, kind of, yeah, everything.
Yeah.
Stuff for the state, too.
Absolutely. It's been a lot of fun. And I know you really like the branding work you do.
Yeah. Working with you guys basically made me realize that I think I want to work in branding for the rest of my life, because I just love creating the identity for businesses. It's really fun.
I was going to say that's such a fun part of design, and something that a lot of people don't get to do so early on in their careers.
Yeah. I'm very fortunate to have the experience that I've had. And I think we said earlier it's been like 2 years working together. So my portfolio is looking pretty good.
I would hope so. in addition to everything you've done for that, the work you do outside, I know you've done a lot of stickers. You do a lot of like music-inspired posters. Tell me about, like, your favorite one of those.
Probably my favorite is the one I'll have for auction at Art Love, which is my Elton John print. And it's cartoony, it's fun, but it's just so Elton, and I love it.
I was going to say, it feels very Elton John when you see it. So I'm excited to see how that does in the auction. We'll be right back with more with Molly Perry.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's rare books and collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, set a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's rare books and collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
Welcome back to the scene. I'm here today talking to Molly Perry, and we're talking about the new Art Love event that's coming up. When is it?
February 18th from 3 to 8, that's a Saturday.
And where's it going to be?
Biz Foundry.
Perfect. So tell me about some of the artists who are participating.
Well, I went into this knowing that my art friends would come through for me. So a lot of them are people that I went to school with at Tech. My friends, Rebecca and Dalton Vaughn, they're newly married. Rebecca is a really talented ceramicist, and Dalton is an amazing cartoonist. And my friend Kiki Dunham, they're really cool. You might know them as Kiki D Light on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. My friend Cassandra Wise from Crossville, she's really cool. She does a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. Cassandra's been on the show, and so has Kiki.
Yes, yes.
And then we've also got Spooka,
yes. Well,
who's also, again, been on the show. With illustration and collage and all kinds of things.
Spooky stuff is so cool.
You also mentioned Lakeland Gordon with Watermark mm-hmm. Design.
Her earrings are really fun, just like really great statement pieces. I think they're all made out of like polymer clay.
Mm-hmm.
They're really cool.
Yeah, that's another one. Lakeland's been on the show. I think when she was here, I actually was wearing bat earrings I bought from her, and always love her stuff. Louis Matheny's going to be making some donations, and his husband Gary Lee. So Louis with his cartoons and illustration, and Gary with painting. You obviously are participating.
Yes.
I'm participating.
Heck yeah.
So we're going to have all kinds of things. Marianne Gilflin, who's also a nature photographer. So many people.
Maya.
Yeah, Maya Matthews.
Maya's awesome. She's done a lot of stuff around town that people might recognize.
Yeah, she did that mural that's on the side of the building World Foods is in.
Yeah.
The Cookeville mural. I know she's done some signage
mm-hmm.
for some of the businesses. So that's always really cool seeing people like seeing their art in more practical ways,
yeah.
I think, is always enjoyable. Carrie Thompson also has been on the show. So lots of the scene alumni will be participating, which I personally love to see. So walk me through the night of the event. So it starts at 3, goes till 8.
Yes. It starts at 3. It's going to be at the Biz Foundry. They've given us free reign of the entire building, which is awesome. There's going to be some finger foods and drinks and just art everywhere. There's going to be the silent auction part, which lots of really cool bigger pieces there, lots of ceramics and, you know, some framed prints and things like that. And then all throughout the rest of Biz Foundry, there will be tables set up where artists will be selling all kinds of stuff, maybe smaller things, like maybe you can find a really cool mug or a pair of earrings or maybe some stickers or prints. There's just going to be all kinds of really awesome stuff. We have a very wide range of artists participating.
We really do.
I mean, I think we've mentioned like less than half. of the people doing it.
Yeah, there's definitely more, and all of that will be available on the website, correct? Mm-hmm. Which is
www.artlovecookville.com. Cookville spelled the cool way, C-K-V-L.
Yeah, we got to make sure we keep it cool. And you'll start seeing those posters up all over town real soon. Silent auction is closing at 7 o'clock, correct?
Right. Yeah.
So you'll be contacting people to hopefully for some of them we'll be able to get back before 8 to pick up their pieces.
Yes.
So exciting.
It'll be really fun. It's, you know, just an afternoon event, and it's going to feel really easy and low key. This is something that you can come and visit and maybe bid on something and then go get dinner, walk around downtown, get some ice cream and bring it back to me. You know.
And then make sure you get back at 7:55 so you can get your last bid in.
Yes.
Absolutely. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Molly Perry, all about Art Love. Welcome back to the scene. I'm here talking to Molly Perry about the Art Love event on February 18th at the Biz Foundry on the West Side. So you mentioned a little bit about how you were just kind of inspired to combine art with helping others. How did you get there, and how did you decide on Helping Hands?
Well, about a year ago, I started to realize that Cookville has a lot of, you know, homeless people in the area, and it feels like every month that number goes up. And I think that people have been made aware of that to the point where there were some pretty dehumanizing signs put up about panhandling, etc. And the suggestion on the sign was, you know, don't contribute to the, quote, problem, contribute to the solution, give to charity. And it doesn't tell you which charity to give to. And I thought, you know, I would do that if I knew where to go. I started researching, and I found Helping Hands of Putnam County, and I think that they've been active in the community for, what, like 30 years?
I think it's about 40 years now.
Yeah. I mean, they do so much in town, and they help anyone, really, that genuinely needs it. And I started thinking, I was like, how can I make a difference that is bigger than just me? Because I can only donate so much as one person, but I knew that if I reached out to the community, I mean, they feel the same way. They want to help. And I especially knew that my art friends would want to help. Because as artists, I think that we have this compassion, or at least an interest in the community in which we live, because it is so inspiring and influential. So I reached out to my friends to see if they would be interested. And of course they were, because they're so helpful and lovely and I love them. And I started asking around, and I started asking professors at Tech. And then I asked you about it, and you're like, hey, I know Helping Hands because I'm on the board. And you were my in. And I was like, okay, if I have Andrea on my side, I know that I can get this event off the ground.
Well, it's definitely been a team effort. Like I keep telling everybody, you're the heart, and I am just the sheer stubbornness.
Yeah, but we need that, though. Yeah. You've been so helpful.
Speaking of Tech professors, totally didn't mention Jeremy Blair is going to be part of this. And
yes,
Jeremy does such cool cameraless photography. I love everything I ever see that he does.
Yeah, really cool. Like very, very inspired by nature. The piece that he donated to put up for auction is gorgeous. And I think people will probably be fighting over that.
One thing that I've really been interested in is on the social media, you've been posting some of the different artist profiles and how they respond to how do you think art can help a community? Why is this important? So what's your answer to that?
I think that art can bring people together. We can talk about common interests, shared loves. I think that art makes things pretty, but also makes things bearable in the world that we live in. And I think that it can be profound, but it can also just be nice. It's nice to work with your hands to create something, you know, maybe something meaningful, but also just for fun. Art can be so many things, and we have so many artists in this community.
We really do.
And I think that they all can agree that art just makes your life better.
Yeah. Art can absolutely transform is the word I always like to use, because pieces can make you think, they can make something better, they can make something brighter.
They can make you smile.
They can make you smile. They can make you cry. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. Everyone, make sure you come to the Biz Foundry at 114 North Cedar, February 18th, between 3 and 8.
Yes.
And once again, that website was?
www.artlovecookville.com, Cookville spelled C-K-V-L.
Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Bam! See, that was, we closed. We stuck the landing on that one.